Hello, welcome. This is the controlling function. Let's dig in. The need for the controlling function, as a manager or department head, you'll agree that though we all try to achieve zero errors, it's not always possible. It's not always possible to achieve zero errors. We're not always perfect. Errors are going to happen. It's going to come up. People are going to make mistakes. There's always room for further improvement in every action we take. So we can always continually improve. Even if we think that we've perfected something, we can probably still get better. Control is both a process and a result. The managers or department heads use the control methodology to measure and monitor the processes, activities to ensure they are following designated path towards successful achievement of the desired results and objectives. So we've got to make sure that we are monitoring and measuring the activities and ensure they're following, our employees are following the appropriate path and criteria that's set out in their job description, so we can hold them more accountable for their work, and that also they know what they're supposed to do, exactly how they're supposed to do it every time, so we can minimize the risks of errors. Control is a continuous process. Control methodology is not meant for a limited time period. Once initiated for a process or activity, it has to be continued for improvement of the process or activity on a continual basis. So always controlling the operation from a measurement standpoint. We always want to measure productivity so we can always constantly improve. Control is a coordinated, integrated system. Control methodology is based on facts. For this, various data needs to be collected. For control to be effective, data collected for various purposes, though different in nature, must be compared and contrasted. So we need to see if we're improving. Again, a set of metrics can be measured year over year, month over month, quarter over quarter. So controlling, then comparing and contrasting data will help us to understand where we need to improve. So the features of the controlling function. Control is always looking forward. Organizations measure and control the past performance of processes in an effort to improve future performances. We have to know where we need to improve in order to improve. So if we aren't controlling, measuring these metrics and data, we won't have the opportunity to improve upon past results. So using the metrics and the data and comparing and contrasting them, we can develop a plan and have a strategy on how to improve those weak points. What happened in the past cannot be changed, but what is yet to come in the future can be controlled by implementing appropriate corrective and preventative measures. So once we have the data from the past, we can see where we need to improve upon. We can implement a controlled strategy to correct and next time prevent any errors that occurred. So we need to perform a root cause analysis in our controlling function. So you'll also find... Can I restart this one?
Just, yeah, let's start from this slide.
Yeah, sorry, man. I got caught in between thoughts.
5, 4, 3, 2.
So control methodology, you'll find that we'll have a root cause analysis coupled with corrective action and preventative action. So in control methodology, while we're doing a work and an error is detected, we need to initiate the corrective... Initiate what? We're going to have to redo this slide because I don't know what this piece says. Initiate corrective of the error. That's a typo. Corrective. Correction is an immediate action which is taken. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2...
In control methodology, you'll find root cause analysis coupled with corrective action and preventative action. In control methodology, while we're doing work and an error is detected, you'll want to initiate the corrective action of the error, right? Correction is an immediate action which is taken the moment an error is detected. So whenever we find one of our floor employees doing something that's incorrect and we notice it and we find it, we need to take our employee directly to the error and show them how to fix it and make sure they fix it on the spot so that we know it's done and they know how to do it, and probably give them an in-service and make them sign off on it so that they, you have a paper trail noting that that you noticed the error in their operation and that you went back and you addressed it and you fixed it with them. That is probably one thing that you should do when going through the corrective action process. So then you initiate the root cause analysis to find the cause of the error, right? You want to find out what is the root cause of the error. Where did we mess up? Why did this happen? Because operations should be streamlined. They should be simplified. It should happen very easily and should flow through. But if it doesn't, we need to make sure that we initiate the root cause and find the root cause of the error. After we find the root cause, we need to initiate appropriate corrective actions, preventative actions based on these findings. So if it's been a repeated process, a repeated problem with an employee, you need to make sure that it's documented and that they are receiving the correct disciplinary actions. Initiate periodic review and monitoring to find out the effectiveness of the actions taken. So once we find the error, we find the root cause of the error, we put in the preventative and the corrective actions. We need to make sure that we go back and we measure and follow up and evaluate this employee's performance moving forward, and particularly watch out for the same error and make sure it's not being repeated, and record that moving forward so that we can have documentation that our control methodology is working well. So the importance of the controlling function. One, communication and exchange of information are important sources for initiating control mechanism through discussion and debate. So we want to make sure that there's open dialogue between the manager and the subordinates in order to have the best outcomes for the organization. Various problems or setbacks are encountered in the planning, organizing, staffing, and directing stages are highlighted through discussions, and control actions are initiated accordingly. So once there is a problem and we have found the root cause of it, we need to go back through and discuss this and understand what we can do to mitigate that risk, eliminate the risk as much as we can, and let's have a discussion between the manager and the subordinates and figure out the best way to come up with a course of action that is best for everybody and that everybody can easily understand. Discussions can also be termed as exchange of information, flowing ideas back and forth. Information made available should be adequate and appropriate to enable authorized personnel to take necessary action. We need to make sure that what the root cause of the problem found, that the manager that has the authority to discipline or what have you, is informed of the situation, and he or she also knows what corrective and preventative steps you have put in place to ensure that that doesn't happen again. Information is the basis for initiating control by finding out the root cause of the various problems and issues and taking appropriate corrective and preventative actions to resolve those issues. Control methodology ensures that the set standards are maintained in the execution of a task so that the desired results are achieved. So through the control process, we can have the desired organizational results. Control methodology prevents deviations by ensuring timely actions. We want to make sure that our employees don't deviate from the plan, don't go away from the plan, don't stray away from the plan, right? If the error has already taken place, then control rectifies this by taking appropriate actions. If the error has already happened, it's been identified, now we have controlled measures, preventative and corrective actions taken to make sure that this doesn't happen again. So the next topic in the controlling function is the delegation of authority. One important factor of controlling is the delegation of authority. The manager or any other senior person who is entrusted with the responsibility of ensuring that a task is executed successfully should be given the authority to initiate suitable controlling function to prevent correct deviations in that task. So whoever has the responsibility and the authority over the situation needs to be given the opportunity to delegate that authority and put it into use when need be. Without authority for the controlling function, the person will not be able to take effective, corrective, and preventative actions to direct or prevent errors. So if you don't have the tools, as far as disciplinary actions are concerned, to use as initiative for an employee who makes a mistake, they'll continue to make the mistake. An organization's business reputation is reflected in the degree of success of its objectives and goals. So our reputation in business is going to reflect how well we achieve our goals and objectives. So if we have a lot of errors, right, and our employees aren't performing well because we don't have corrective, preventative, and disciplinary measures to put in place, then the success of our organization won't be as strong. Essential characteristics of the controlling function. The control characteristics of the controlling functions, the control standards, benchmarks established by the organization. It's established with accuracy as needed by the organization. Flexible so that they can be modified to suit the changing needs of the organization. Should be cost effective. Kept simple and easy to understand, and should be practically achievable.